I saw it coming. When Donald J. Trump won the 2016 election to be President of the United States of America, I was heartbroken along with all the other decent humans in the country, but I was not surprised. At all. I mean, I was surprised Hillary Clinton didn't win, but I was not surprised that America's Christians could support one of the most flawed, unintelligent, greedy, sexually predacious assholes who ever lived. And why was I not surprised? I had worked in the higher educational branch of those people for 15 years. That's right. Being at EVU in the early 2000s gave me a front row seat to the coming era of Trump. It would be easy to paint the EVU cultural landscape as monolithically Republican, but this would deprive you, the reader, of some of the tragic, theologically contradictory, and delicious nuances found just beneath the tidy, "a vote for Republicans is a vote for God" ethos that seems to unite Republican voters in places like EVU. Don't get me wrong, the place is solidly Republican. It's so Republican that when a handful of students or one or two professors express ideas contrary to conservative views, those in the majority feel persecuted. I should explain. According to surveys done by the school's newspaper, the EVU Tribune, 80% of students at EVU identified as Republican during the 2004 election. I was curious about my own students, so I took a poll of all of my students during a five-year period between 2006 and 2011, and it showed 85% of students identifying as Republican. The sample of students is a tricky situation. I had the reputation of being a liberal professor at the school, and so I often attracted some of the more, shall we say, colorful students. But I always taught at least two freshman writing seminar classes during a school year, and those younger students were consistently more conservative than their upper class classmates. Also, it should be noted that very few students identified as Democrats. It was never a clean 85% Republican and 15% Democrat split. At least half of the 15% non-Republicans identified as libertarian, although very few understood what that meant. And some felt being identified as Republican was either not conservative enough, or they felt that identifying with any political party was somehow against their faith, even though they voted Republican. In practical terms, I could expect one or two students to identify as Democrat in my freshman level classes, and five or six in my larger survey classes of 35 to 40 that included students of all levels. Faculty were harder to pin down. There were certainly a few of us who identified as liberal in our politics, but we never felt like we could openly express our ideas. Let's put it this way. The school got grant money and material support from groups like the Koch brothers, the famous conservative billionaires known for funding far-right political groups, politicians, and companies. Several departments sponsored internships at only conservative political organizations and businesses. The sociology department offered internships with the Yes on Prop 8 campaign to outlaw gay marriage, which the school admirably asked them to take down. Only the departments of global studies and social work had what would have been considered a liberal bent, and that was because they openly professed a mandate to help poor, oppressed, and non-white communities and countries. Those are horrifically liberal endeavors in the evangelical world when not pursued in the context of missionary work.